Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Cops looking for three suspects in a triple shooting overnight in the Bronx.
Police tape continuing to surround the entrance to 1235 Grand Concourse. It was here at the front of the six-story building where three people were shot just before 1 o'clock this morning. Now, among the wounded, a 22-year-old man and a 30-year-old woman who both suffered a graze wound, while a 24-year-old man was shot in the right leg. As many as five shell casings on the ground as police continued their investigation. Now, they tell me those who were wounded were taken to Lincoln Hospital. They're all in stable condition. Now, as for who's responsible, no arrests initially. Three men seen running south here on Grand Concourse as the NYPD... again, trying to track them down. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Grand Concourse in East 168th in the Mount Eden section of the Bronx.
A protest and a counter-protest outside Gracie Mansion yesterday at issue how the mayor is treating Jewish New Yorkers. Groups, including End Jew Hatred, were there.
Our ultimate goal is for Zohran Mamdani to be removed from office.
Critics argue that you can't pick and choose when you call things out. For example, denouncing swastikas, but then not condemning a Hezbollah flag being waved. Counter-protesters, including Rabbi Yitzhak Deutsch, say being anti-Zionist is not anti-Semitic.
We say when he stands against Zionism, this is not against Judaism.
The demonstration comes as the mayor's office confirms he will not be attending this weekend's Israel Day parade. Members of a food cooperative in Park Slope have voted to boycott Israeli goods. That includes Mitty Owens, who spoke to NBC4.
We understand the long history of anti-Semitism, and we're all sympathetic and empathetic with that, of course. But we need to be able to make the point that, again, there's a clear distinction between anti-Semitism and being anti-Israeli policies and Zionism.
The co-op has roughly 17,000 shoppers. Less than half turned out for the online vote, which passed with a 72% majority. The mayor out with what he is calling a block-by-block housing initiative.
Mayor Mamdani's ambitious plans include protections for tenants, building more affordable apartments, and improvements to public housing.
NYCHA tenants have come to expect that no matter who is in office, they will be overlooked. That ends today.
Yeah! He says the rental ripoff hearings underscore the urgency of these efforts, listening to a mother explain how she transports her disabled child.
And how that mother has to carry that child in her bare hands every day from the school bus up the steps of the apartment building because that elevator is broken.
The plan also calls for expediting inspections and overhauling 311. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
No sign of things simmering down anytime soon outside Delaney Hall in Newark.
The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated.
Protests and chants turned into violent clashes outside the ICE detention facility where New Jersey Senator Andy Kim was among those who say they were pepper sprayed. Congressman Rob Menendez Jr.
Completely unacceptable. Senator Kim has every right to be in there as a member of Congress. When he came outside, he was trying to help navigate the situation that he saw. And the fact that he was, pepper sprayed, the fact that anyone's pepper sprayed right now, is really, to me, what ICE has done throughout our communities. They are a paramilitary that is trying to create fear.
Immigration advocates say detainees are being held in inhumane conditions that have prompted a hunger strike to get the attention of New Jersey officials. Just the other day, Governor Mikey Sherrill was denied entry, and Newark Mayor Ross Baraka is now asking her to empower the state attorney general to launch an investigation. Meantime, Homeland Security not only denies allegations of detainee mistreatment, they also deny that anyone was directly hit by pepper spray. An investigation by the Associated Press now sounding the alarm about ICE detainees who are taking their own lives. They say at least 10 have died by suicide during the second Trump term, 7 since last October. That's 20% of the 51 people who died in ICE custody since January 2025. In response, Homeland Security says detention staff follow specific protocols to protect those showing signs of self-harm. City lawmakers now looking to up the number of New York's bravest on your local fire truck. The Firefighters Union says, yep, Do it.
A fifth firefighter on our engines could make the world of a difference. That's word from the UFA's president, Andrew Ansbrough.
Having that additional firefighter can get the hose in place up to 50% faster.
It's not a new concept, but it is about saving lives.
Mayor Bloomberg removed the last 60 of them during his tenure, and we fought and got a few back, but definitely not enough.
Bronx Councilman Kevin Riley is one of the lawmakers looking to the mayor
to get about $91.7 million so we can add the fifth firefighter.
He says the Bronx especially could use this investment.
There has been a lot of horrific fires.
The UFA says Mayor Mamdani advocated for this on the campaign trail, but will the budget say otherwise? Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A legal victory for now for the former Columbia grad student who's been battling deportation for 2 years. A federal appeals court says green card holder Mahmoud Khalil cannot be removed from the country before the Supreme Court hears his case. He was detained in the spring of 2024, and while he argues free speech, the government says his protesting was harmful to U.S. foreign policy interests. He spent months in detention before a federal judge ordered him freed. An appeals court later said that the New Jersey judge overstepped his authority, but yesterday the same court said it would put its own ruling on hold while Khalil appeals to the highest court in the land. Move over, Jelly Bean Art. Here comes the Mona Lisa. Made from dog kibble. The AKC Museum of the Dog is hosting this attraction here in the city. Executive Director Christopher Bromson.
They're wonderfully vibrant pieces. And from afar, you might look at it and think, well, I can tell it's not actually the Mona Lisa, but what is off? And then you get closer and you're like, oh, it's incredibly built out of dog food.
Pet food maker Royal Canin came up with the idea.
They came up with this concept called the Art of the Breed, and it is meant to celebrate one of their new breed-specific formulas for the corgi. They commissioned this contest, and the winners created these incredible pieces, the Mona Lisa, the Scream, Girl with the Pearl Earring, out of the kibble.
The exhibit features five works by Samantha and Lauren Treadwell. Bromson telling 1010 Winds he did have one concern.
My first question when they proposed doing this to us is, oh, we allow dogs in the space. Am I going to have dogs jumping up on the wall to try and eat the art? And the answer was no. They are sealed both with paint and, you know, other chemicals to prevent any smell from getting through.
Well, that's a good thing. He says the exhibit resonates on a deeper level, too.
We are always looking to celebrate new art and bring in new elements of our community and really just use it to celebrate that human-canine connection. For this, we could get kind of deep, and like it's the food that sustains the dog is also sustaining the display of art.
The Art of Breed runs through June 9th. The museum is at 101 Park Avenue. You can get more info at museumofthedog.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.